Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my sins unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest me all of my sins.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them.
And I pray thee of thy boundless mercies,
and for the sake of the holy innocent and bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee, O God. They shall sing to thy name, O thou most high. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious.
Thank you.
everlasting God, who dost govern all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the supplications of thy people, and grant us thy peace all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading this morning from Luther's Small Catechism, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Today, the sixth petition. And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God indeed tempts no one, but we pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our flesh may not deceive us nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice. And though we be assailed by them, that still we may finally overcome and obtain the victory. So far our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading for today from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, reading from verse 1 through verse 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good things unto the meek. He hath set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of the vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So far our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading for this morning and the text for this morning's sermon from Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, chapter 12, reading from verse 1, through verse 5. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Here ends our epistle reading. Custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went the day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he spake to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Here ends our gospel reading. We join in confessing our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, and for our salvation, came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
you pray with me?
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our text this morning seems to me especially applicable to a parish that will this afternoon celebrate the installation of their pastor. You see, in this text, Paul is talking about our work and our life together in the church. Let me read it again. From this time from the New King James Translation. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Please be seated. Paul begins, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I think, to begin with, we need to talk just a little bit, at least, about sacrifice. What comes to mind to you with the term sacrifice? I think most often we humans tend to think of a sacrifice as something offered to God to gain his good favor, something to atone for our human failure to do what we should do and to be what we should be. But that's not what Paul's talking about when he's talking about by the mercies of God. The Apology to the Augsburg Confession, Article 24, has this to say. In fact, there has been only one atoning sacrifice in the world, namely Christ's death. I don't know how we could express that more fully or more beautifully than last week's epistle reading from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. The mercies of God. Things like Paul says to the Ephesians, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Faith, the gift of God, the mercies of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The mercies of God, word, sacraments, baptism, the Lord's Supper. Well, then what are we talking about in this present your bodies a living sacrifice? Once again, from the Apology to the Augsburg Confession 24, the rest are Eucharistic sacrifices, which are called sacrifice of praise. Eucharistic, Greek word meaning thanks, thanksgiving. The rest are sacrifices not to gain God's favor, but offerings of thank you, because by the mercies of God, you are in his favor. Be not conformed to this world,
says Paul.
We know how the world works, right? Every man for himself. Look out for number one. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Paul says, I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think. The Lutheran Study Bible has this note at this point. As we travel life's road, the patterns of the world work like ruts into which we slip. They pull us down into the ways of self-righteousness, self-interest,
and bitterness.
Once we fall into such patterns, only God can pull us out. By the mercies of God, John writes in his first epistle, when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be transformed,
says the Apostle Paul.
You were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Washed in the water of baptism. Justified through the Word of God. By the Spirit of God.
Luther, as he begins the third article of the Creed about the Holy Spirit, of course.
First article about God. We say the Creator, Christ the Redeemer.
Luther has this to say as he begins on the third article. Now this is the article of the Creed that must always be and remain in use. For we have already received creation.
Redemption, too, is finished. But the Holy Spirit carries on his work without ceasing to the last day. For that purpose, he has appointed a congregation upon earth by which he speaks and does everything. By congregation here, Luther means the Holy Christian Church on earth. Not a single congregation, but of course, it is within our single congregations, in our case, our parish, that we live together in the mercies of God, carrying out the sacrifice that Paul calls for. The church, through the church, I should say, the Holy Spirit delivers the mercies of God to the world. By the mercies of God, we are one body in Christ. In the words of the Apostle Paul from his letter to the Ephesians, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
include a prayer for Denny Nyberg, who is suffering from serious illness, and also pray for our communities. O Lord, you are the great physician of soul and body. You chasten and you heal. We beg you, show mercy to your servant, Denny Nyberg. Spare his life, we pray, and restore his strength. Deal compassionately with your servant and bless him with your healing power. We commit him to your gracious mercy and protection through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and to give rest unto their souls, we pray thee, let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his condemnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own name's sake.
Amen.
Praise thee that thou didst send unto us thine only begotten Son, and that in him, being found in fashion as a man, thou didst manifest the fullness of thy glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given
into death for
your sin.
Share.
The peace of the Lord
be
with you always.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
Given for you.
Peace of the Lord be with you
always. Faith in me. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death
for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin.
The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death. Body of Christ, given for you.
O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same, in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you.
Face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.